Charges were filed Thursday against three teenage brothers in Seattle for the shootings in the jungle. The two older siblings will be tried as adults for first-degree murder and assault. Their younger brother will face the same charges in juvenile court. KUOW's law and politics reporter Amy Radel reports.
Two people died and three were wounded in the shootings. One woman was found dead in her tent. Witnesses said another woman begged to be spared before they shot her. Police say the brothers took cash and heroin from the scene. Assistant Seattle Police Chief Bob Murner says people in the community helped police get recordings of the suspects admitting to the shootings and even laughing about them. He says the suspects also sold the gun they used to the informants. Police traced it back to 1976 when it was stolen. Murner says police are now busy reviewing this evidence, and the suspect's mother remains under investigation.
We did video and audio tapes, so all of those are being reviewed. All of the evidence that is seized there, including the firearms, continuing interviews to determine the involvement of others, as well as what was the mother's involvement.
Court documents say the teens had run away from foster care and lived in a tent near the jungle and in local motel rooms. They were living with their mother despite a no-contact order between them. The two oldest brothers, James and Jerome Ta'afelicia, ages 17 and 16, could get a minimum of 90 years in prison. They have prior convictions for robbery and theft. Their 13-year-old brother could face prison until age 21. King County Prosecutor Dan Satterberg says this case should prompt a serious discussion about what to do for other people living in illegal encampments.
Hundreds of thousands of people drive by the jungle every day on I-5. And these citizens are unaware of the struggles that take place there among marginalized people who are homeless, mentally ill, drug addicted, and or criminally oriented.
He says the jungle is not a solution the city should condone. I'm Amy Radel, KUOW News.